Garfield Countdown. Execute.
Do not touch your dial. We are in charge of this transmission. Squad. Brute Squad. Only on Jackalope Radio.
Green salutations, and welcome to the Brute Squad.
Brute Squad! Halloween edition!
Halloween week!
Good thing.
I'm all excited.
Me too, man. Me too. Can't say no to the Halloween season.
Dude, I took the day off for vacation.
Did you? Monday?
Yep.
Gonna rest.
I take every Halloween off.
Damn.
At one point, it was bad enough that I was like, you know, I'll work every Christmas to get Halloween off, and I did.
I can't do that because it's kind of like my Christmas season. You know what I mean? It's like retailers at Christmas. That's my Halloween.
Yeah, that's why I'm like I don't work on Halloween. It's my greatest time. I love it.
I put in like 60 hours this week and it's only Thursday. So
crazy.
Yeah.
I love it though.
Outrageous.
You didn't do Universal this year, did you?
Who could? It's my first year missing it in forever, but I just didn't have enough time. Because there's so much going on for not only Night Watch, but for Jackalope Radio. We're doing the Jackoween special on Halloween, where we're going to go through, and I've had to go through and handpick all these special Halloween kind of like horror movie themed episodes of Night Watch and Parachallenged Radio and Nightbreed Show. We're doing this whole day. Big blowout. It's going to be crazy.
Are you doing anything that night?
That night I'm going to probably try not to pass out.
Nice.
While I breathe.
You don't got any plans, really?
I will probably, hopefully, be doing some haunted house stuff. That's what I'm doing all weekend. I got to be down at the haunted house.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't know. I know you got to do store stuff. Too bad. I could use your help Saturday night down there, man.
I don't do the store Saturday night.
You should come down and do some filming with me. I need an extra hand for camera stuff.
Dude, I'm free all every night this week.
And I should have you do that.
Any night this week, I'm open. I'm game. I'm there.
That would work.
I'll be your wingman.
Yeah, well, I've got two people to film, but I need another. So, because we're going to follow the managers around. We're doing a big thing with the Beast and the Edge of Hell and all.
You're doing this Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday night.
All right.
Cool. We can make that happen.
I'm down.
All right. Got to be down there about 7 o'clock.
I'm closing at 5. I'm good.
Okay. Well, I consider it a deal.
There you go.
God knows our phones don't work.
No, ours. I think yours is.
Hell, I think yours is too.
Mine has been working fine.
Whatever, cracker.
Crackhead. Cracker, listen to you.
You missed a great movie. Paranormal Activity 3 was kind of fun.
You do understand I'm like the reddest cracker you've ever met, right?
Yes, that's what I love about calling you cracker. That's great.
As we just ramble on.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what we do. But seriously, Paranormal Activity 3, folks, you know, if you like the first two, you're going to like this one. It's got a few things you kind of scratch your head a little bit about, but you know, this is a series that, you know, was born out of things like the Blair Witch Project and reality TV, which makes me kind of sick. But the fact is they kind of took it a new direction. The guys are trying to scare people. It's got some legitimate jump scares. The whole audience, I saw it with a completely sold out audience and they went nuts. And I was sitting next to Muffy Living Hell. So I thought I was going to have to scream. The Park Hill Muff Squad was there. I mean,
oh, of course.
The jock was in tears by the end of the movie, and the Muffies shut the hell up after a while. I had some Christian Muffy sitting next to me telling me how she's going to have to, not me particularly, just telling everyone who would listen, she's going to have to go to church to cleanse herself. And I said, if you don't be quiet, I'm going to stand up and cleanse you right here.
Okay, you know what? Here's a concept. If you're that Christian,
don't go.
Maybe you shouldn't be there.
I'll dunk her in the baptismal.
Hey, there's your sign.
That's it. You crack addict. So there we go. I'm on the crack binge today.
I can tell.
Telling people off about being crackheads. This city's
you're ate up, dude.
A pain in the ass. They're ate up with ass in this city. And I can say that on the radio, so I'm okay.
Well, of course.
So what's going on this week in the world of comics?
It all sucks.
Well, good. Then we'll go on to Captain America.
Nice. Hey, Blu-ray came out though.
Yeah, it did. And I did stop those jerks from taking every copy. I know,
mine was there. I went probably a couple hours after you were there. I got up early and went and got it.
Yep, it was nice to be able to help out. And I was at Hastings right at 12, but I got back in enough time because I called and I said, don't bring out the cart. And they actually listened and they didn't bring out the cart.
You went Hastings without me?
I had no choice. They had a midnight release party. Of course, they won't have a midnight release per
you
Arkham
You know you
City.
Were supposed to tell me when they had the next
you
one.
You are not going to go at midnight on a Monday.
Yeah, well.
Man.
To Hastings, yeah.
Well, all right. Next time I'll make sure that
I told
you
next time I'm down. I got a stack of DVDs to trade in like this.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, yeah, you would have liked it that night because there's a lot of good. But Battlefield 3, they will have a midnight for, but not Arkham City. And which one was
well the... Battlefield 3 is a lot bigger game. I mean, not that many people are aware of Batman and who he is.
Yeah, except for now the show's over. Bye, Johnny.
God, that was dripping with sarcasm, by the way.
Yeah, what a bunch of freaking most idiots. Anticipated game of the year, and they won't have a midnight, but they will for it's because anything with the damn Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, or where you're shooting each other, and it's any we've talked in depth about it, but any
it's
game
fun
like
for the
that,
whole family.
Yeah, they're going to keep those, which very frustrating. I tell you, very frustrating. All right, I'll quit taking over now and let you do your
no,
show.
No, it's cool. No, it's our show.
Jesus. Oh, I will say one more thing about Arkham City. Nightwing trailer is going to be out November 1st. I don't
so
know
explain,
why they're waiting.
Is he not in the game yet, or what is he?
There's something really strange. It's downloadable content, I believe, is what it is.
Is that what it is? Because I heard like you could download him early, like if you bought the Best Buy copy.
Yeah, something weird's going on. I'm pretty sure he's downloadable content.
Yeah, because supposedly he's downloadable if you buy the Best Buy version. But if you buy the Walmart version, you get Arkham 1 and Arkham 2.
It's called the Nightwatch bundle, or the Nightwing. There's a goof.
Wow.
Nightwing bundle pack. It's going to be available
Freudian
November 1st.
Slip.
Yeah, there you go. but yeah, it's going to be pretty neat. I'm pretty excited.
That'll be pretty sweet. What I'm digging about the Nightwing is I like how it's more of a realistic costume, so I want to pattern my costume after that one now.
Well, you know, that's not just the comic book Nightwing you get. You also get the animated series Nightwing with this, so you'll be able to play as any of those Nightwings.
It's just, all I care about is playing Nightwing. All the rest can just, you know, go right to hell.
It's funny. They're making sure this people really enjoy this game. I'm serious.
Well, it's a good game.
I'm excited. So what's going on this week on the comic book front?
Finally, everybody, you know, we've been talking every now and then about Grimm Fairy Tales, and they had this first time, their big crossover. And, God, I mean, it's one of those, I've kind of liked Zenscope for a while, because it's kind of cool the way they've been working it, and they kind of like, you know, change the Grimm Fairy Tales a little bit, and they kind of exploit how dark they are. But I got to tell you, I was very disappointed in this one because they did what all other big company comics do. They end it by linking it to the next story arc, which is going to be Emerald City and Oz. So now they're bringing Oz into the Zenscope world. And it's like, really, can we just like finish where we're at before we move on? It's just kind of frustrating. Comics are always like, they're so worried about getting to that next, you know, big story arc, that next big event, that it's like, man, they don't even care about the event they're currently working on. And it's just, they're so worried. Oh, we got to go to the next one. We got to go to the next one. You know, comics dumbasses have been around since like, what, the 30s, 40s? I mean, really. You have a Batman story arc that's basically been going on for 40 years, number one. Number two, you have to have 5 different titles of Batman, 16 different titles of X-Men, and at least half a dozen or a baker's dozen of the Avengers comics. And then they're like, well, you know, people are getting upset and saturated because there is so many stories about Batman that we're going to reboot the entire thing because there's so much history out there that people are getting confused. Well, I don't know. Don't put out 5 freaking titles of him then, maybe.
Put out 12.
Yeah, 12.
Batman deserves more.
But what I'm saying is, like, come on, guys. You know, you're upset because, well, people are kind of getting tired of our stories. Well, you know what? You're saturating the market.
No, it's not that. It's the fact that we're tired of what you've done to the stories.
Exactly. I mean,
the thing is, it, like, for instance, you
but
know
But it's
me.
Saturated. If you got 5 stories a month.
I would still buy them all if I liked the storyline.
But, you know, for 40 years straight at some point, it's going to be redundancy.
The thing is, look, I would be glad if it was redundant. Right now, it's gone so far that it's not redundant. It's the fact that, first of all, Bruce Wayne's got this Batman Incorporated BS. He's got Damian as a sidekick who couldn't even possibly be his son if they follow the actual story arc of their own idea, which is reboot the new 52 or whatever. If they really did that, then, hey, by all rights, Dick Grayson should be Robin, but since thankfully they decided to keep him as Nightwing, then Tim Drake should be Robin. This other story arc, this Damian, shouldn't even exist because that was an Elseworld story where he had a kid with someone that he never had a kid with.
Well, and supposedly in this new story arc, Batman's been Batman for only like 6-7 years.
Yeah, and doesn't
okay,
make
so,
sense.
So you've gone through Nightwing and Jason Todd and and Red Robin and now Damian. That's basically meaning you had a Robin basically for a year and a half, and you booted him and got a new one. Year and a half, new one. New one, year and a half, new one.
And he had no time to train, of course.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, it's junk.
It is junk. And I would like to put in, speaking of Batman, before we go off that subject.
But granted, Dark Knight is a really good title.
Well, and I liked what they're doing with Batman, and for the most part, I just don't like some of the redundant.
I'm liking Dark Knight a lot.
I love it, yeah.
But David Finch has got the great artwork, and he's basically keeping his stories tight. You don't see Damian hardly ever in them. It's basically him, and if he has any guest star, it's Nightwing.
That's
as it
awesome.
Should be.
Exactly, exactly. Well, let me say right now, we were just talking a minute ago about the video game situation and how they've had all these, right before Batman Arkham City came out, they had another release for another war game. I can't remember which one it was. Was it that one wasn't so much war as it is sci-fi battles. That's the Gears of War, the latest one of those. They had a midnight for that, but they didn't have a midnight for Arkham City. Just so you know, Arkham City in 1 week has outsold both of those titles combined.
Oh, yeah.
So there you go, guys. We're looking at about 5.2 million sales worldwide at this point in 1 week. So there's your reasoning behind not having a midnight for that. Best Buy did the same thing, by the way.
It makes no sense to me.
It makes a lot of sense to me. Everyone's in this area, not worldwide, but in this area, has a problem with Batman because he's too scary. We've been down this road. I literally have heard people from different church groups talking about maybe if the Dark Knight Rises is near as dark as the one with the Joker, they're going to go up there and pick it. I dare them to pick it.
Are you serious?
I'll be in costume. I dare them.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm serious.
It's freaking Batman. What are you going to pick it against?
They say that his
Batman,
he's got a demonic image and his ears look like the devil's horns. Honestly. This is how far it's come here in Kansas City. Are we going to allow it to go much further is the question. I suggest all of our listeners and all of our friends come into town and let's storm the gates, man. I'm ready to take out the Pleasant Valley Baptist Church. We're going to storm the gates. We're going to kick them all out.
Don't judge yet.
Unless, yeah, that's right.
Be judged.
I say we storm the gates and show horror movies in there.
You know, and I'll throw a little bit of my own background in here. You know, it's our show. We can say what we want. You know, I'm a Christian. You know this. You know, I always have been.
Yep.
But, you know, do I ever judge anyone?
No, it's
well,
different.
I mean, granted, do I judge anyone as I, you know, belittle every single comic writer right now?
Well, there's a few, yeah.
But, I mean, there's a difference between reviewing things and actually judging people. You know, to me, these people that are judging for their, you know, they're out and out. I'm not going to, it's anti-religious Batman or anti-religious, it's like, what, you know, not every single thing is actually ripped right out of the Bible.
Well, and that's the point here. Is
I
that,
mean, really, it's Batman.
Let's not try to push that on everything, yeah.
You know, do you have to say that, oh, and it's gotten to a point that it's not really good versus evil or Christianity versus anti-Christianity. It's more of a point of
freedom versus Nazism.
What do we like versus what do we not like? Oh, I don't like it, so it must be bad.
Yeah, we're not going to have it anymore.
You know, it's kind of like Footloose. You know, I mean, really, let's compare it to, you know, that 80s movie.
Well,
but 80s really,
hell, it just started this week.
That's true. The new one did. And it was funny. My daughter went to see it and loved it.
Yeah, mine too, unfortunately, which means we shouldn't.
Yeah, I did not. But I mean, the premise of it is basically, you know, they banned dancing. And then they started banning all these other things in this
town. Well,
they
banned anime. They banned Girls Gone Wild.
They keep banning.
List goes on and on here. And they're picketing movies left and right. So we really just need to go storm the gates of the Pleasant Valley Baptist Church, kick them out, and then sit in there and play Cannibal Holocaust all day. That's what I think.
Nice.
See? I'm not saying to kill them. I'm just saying boot them out and put chains on the doors and let's make a
while
stand.
While playing King Diamond and Deicide.
There you go. And by the way, speaking of movies and Batman, the Dark Knight Rises prologue is going to be 6 minutes long. It's been confirmed by AMC Theaters. It will be screened December 21st in 70mm IMAX screens. I heard it's going to be with the new Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol is what I've been reading. I've got a couple of press releases.
I heard a couple said it might also be with Sherlock Holmes because they're both Warner Brothers.
Yeah, it's not going to happen, I think.
Is it going to be with Mission Impossible?
Ghost Protocol, Mission Impossible.
I'll go see
December 21st.
I got to tell you, Mission Impossible
looks
great.
Well, we were already planning
anyway.
On going. We'd already talked about it. We're going, so... And let me tell you something. If you fall asleep on the couch for that one, I'm coming to your house. Actually, I won't be able to. I'll be standing in line, so I'm going to send someone else to your house.
So are you going to the midnight tomorrow?
I can't do the midnight tomorrow. I'm going to be with Elvira, Mistress of the Dark.
Nice.
So I can't do midnights tomorrow. Plus, I doubt there's even anything worth watching. It's Halloween week, so I'm sure we'll have Tyler Perry movies starting.
That would make sense in this area.
Yes. All right, I'll quit bugging you. Back to the story. Back to the comic books.
Back to the comics. Oh, wait, let's see. Do we just want to talk about what came out this week?
Yeah, we do. We could talk about that, too.
Hey, Game of Thrones.
That comic book?
Yeah, they're doing a comic book now, dude.
Bizarre.
I got to tell you, the artwork is freaking awesome. It's Dynamite Entertainment's putting it out, and of course, it's based on George R. R. Martin's books, which I got to tell you, I have read Tolkien, I have read Dragonlance, I have read Forgotten Realms. I'm an avid reader, and I got to tell you, these Martin books, to me, are my favorite books. The detail, I mean, they're great. And the fact that they're now doing a comic format is freaking just awesome. And this Tommy Patterson is doing the artwork. And it's really good. I mean, for Dynamite, who's not always known for their artwork, I mean, check it out, dude. I mean, it's just good artwork. It's good, clean.
Wow.
I mean, and the story's good. I mean, it doesn't, of course, have the detail as the book. But, I mean, the first book's like 700 pages long. But, I mean, just I like the story. You know,
wow.
if you like it, if you watch it on HBO, check it out.
Okay.
Flash came out this week.
What? Really?
I'm not digging the Flash.
Wow, I'm really glad to hear all about that.
Firestorm, the Fury of Firestorm came out this week. I would not even open it up. I'm telling you, I'm so mad about that.
Really?
Yeah, GG Studios, they got this. They got a new title that premiered this week. It's Issue Zero. For the Extinction Seed. And as always, GG Studios, their artwork is stellar. The story looks like it's going to be really good. It's kind of a sci-fi mix. It's written by David Accardi. And the penciler is Lavia Pastori. All these guys, I don't know if they're from Italy or what. It's all foreign writers.
Gotcha.
Justice League Dark. Peter Milligan came out. It's got Zantana. It's got
I'm cracking up about that title, though. It sounds like Justice League of Bannister Mall. I just don't. You know,
Justice League Dark.
I just don't get it.
Well, to me, it's kind of like a chocolate. You know, Justice League Dark. Next week, we're going to have Justice League, you know, milk chocolate.
Well, we're going to, yeah, I don't even want to. Yeah.
I got to tell you, though, the artwork is good. The story, the first issue, I wasn't so hot on, but this one picked up quite a bit. I'm really liking it. Blackhawks 2, great issue. It's out there.
Midnight this week is Puss in Boots and some movie called In Time, which I have no idea what the hell that is.
In Time?
Yeah, In Time is the name of it. And, it's weird looking. I don't know anything else about it.
Hmm.
There you go. Oh, I think that's the one where they do the time thing, where they have to spend time and you're only allowed to go to your 25 years old.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, keep it.
Yeah, that kind of out there. Superman 2 came out. I think the big thing, the big news, is George Perez has been writing this, which is kind of weird because, you know, everybody knows George Perez is the artist. But they're saying that he's already spent, on issue 6 is his last issue. He's only doing 6 issues.
Okay.
But the exciting part is Dan Jurgens and Kenneth Griffin is going to be taking over Superman.
Really?
And these are the guys, you know, responsible for Justice League International.
Are they
going to
make
Gold.
Him Superman again, or is he still going to be whatever he is now?
I think they're going to make him more Superman. It sounds that way. I'm hoping so.
God, I don't know what he is now. He just runs around with a T-shirt. Looks like he's just hanging out in the field.
No, that's Action Comics. Superman's actually the new costume, more similar to the movie.
The one with the collar. Yeah. Okay, yeah, with no red trunks. And.
Yep, no red trunks.
Douchebags, okay. Detective, yes, finally a good
dude,
comic.
And I got to tell you, this Detective is awesome. I'm digging it. Artwork is awesome. It's got Tony Daniel doing the writing. And Tony Daniel, I'm sorry, he's got Batman down. They got this Ryan Wynn doing artwork, and I'm really digging it. Look at this. That's a great, dark-looking Batman.
Sweetness. That looks like the Batman I like. He doesn't have the stupid light-up chest.
No, that he's back to the bat.
I wonder if he went into Walmart and picked up one of those stick-on lights that you just kind of... Because that's what it looked like when they... And then he just painted on a bat symbol.
Yeah.
Because remember, they have those oval stick-on lights over there.
There you go. Batman Dark Knight this week. We got double
sweet.
Batman dosage.
Sweet. And his suit looks great again. They didn't... Boy, that didn't last long with that light-up chest thing.
Oh, I know. And I got to tell you, I really dug this one because it's got a lot of Commissioner Gordon. And I'm going to segue real quick here. I finally saw that Batman Year One.
Okay.
And I really... Number one, I don't think it's Batman Year One. They really mistitled that. It was more Commissioner Gordon Year Two.
Well, because, I mean, but it follows that comic book, though.
Well, no, don't get me wrong. I'm just talking about, I mean, anybody wanting to know a lot about Commissioner Gordon, that's the DVD to watch. Because I guarantee he had 3/4 the screen time the Batman did in it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, by
least,
far.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he totally monopolized it. And I got to tell you, I loved it. I thought it was great. The fact that they made Commissioner Gordon a badass. The fact that he's taken out, I mean, he took out a freaking special forces
with
agent,
a baseball bat.
With a baseball bat. And I mean, I really dug it. I thought it was great. But, you know, I do agree with you. They needed the voice annoyed me.
Did it bother you too?
Gosh.
Just the way he talked was
weird. It got to a point where I just wanted to turn it down whenever Batman was on the screen and just turn it up when Commissioner Gordon was on.
Well, I think it's because we're so used to the other Batman. But let me tell you something. It just seemed like...
I've watched it twice now, and it's just...
He has a higher pitched voice like this, and he talks in a very strange pattern.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, a transsexual, you know... You know,
I don't know if I'd go as far as call a bastard transsexual. Jeez. Come on.
No, it was kind of like a transsexual William Shatner.
It might have been.
It might have been.
It kind of started out like that, and he told his story of the night.
And it sounded like William
And he
Shatner.
Kind of talked about everything that made... I really wanted some enchiladas, but instead I had to fight this perp in an alley.
The voice just annoyed me. I didn't like it. No, I did not like it at all.
Well, what are you going to
do? But I got to tell you, the artwork was great. And it's funny, a good friend of mine actually brought the DVD up, and we were watching it up at the store one morning, just because that's what we do sometimes. And he had the comic with him as well. And we were going through, and it is almost panel for panel to the comic, which I think is freaking stellar. I know the next one, I guess, that's going to be released is going to be what, Justice League?
It's a new Justice League.
The
one.
New Justice
But
League.
They're bringing Kevin Conroy in, thank God. And
well,
then,
it's not only that. They got Tim Daly doing
right.
Superman.
I was just
and
getting
I'm
ready
like,
to tell
fine.
You.
And
Green,
then
Green Lantern, buddy.
Nathan Fillion.
Your favorite.
Oh, man. I'm like, wow, I'm just excited.
Now, that'll make you, that'll thrill you right there.
Do you
there.
Know what I'm really surprised they don't do? Why aren't they going out to get Linda Carter to do the voice of Wonder Woman? It's not like she's doing a lot of other stuff right now.
That is true.
I'm like, get her just to do the voice. I mean, really, she did Sky High. She'd do about anything at this point, I would imagine.
My goodness, man.
Well, no, I'm just joking. I mean, she's married to, what, some senator or something like that?
Yeah, probably.
But you know what I got this week?
What'd you get?
They have these DC Comics Presents now.
Wow, that's a nice cover.
Yeah, and what it is, it's a kind of a collection of, like, major story arcs in the industry. And I got this because I really want to talk about it on the show. It was a 100-page spectacular, and it's Guardian of Gotham, and it's kind of an Elseworlds title, and it was by Doug Moehig was writing it. But it's one of my favorite artists of all times, Jim Balint.
Wow.
Back before, you know, the tarot days. And it's kind of an Elseworlds title where Selina Kyle, believe it or not, is going down an alleyway and hears a cat, and this is her as a young girl. The parents say not to, and they go after Selina because she's chasing a cat. And her parents are gunned down instead of Bruce Wayne's.
Wow.
So she becomes Catwoman. Well, believe it or not, in this else world, if Bruce Wayne's parents weren't gunned down, he wound up really truly turning into the playboy freak that everybody thinks he is.
Oh, funny.
To the point that he wound up getting so bored, he turned to the life of crime and became a vigilante killer.
What?
Yeah.
That's weird.
But, it's kind of a cool concept to think about. It's like, what would happen, you know, if you had all this kind of money? And you can tell that Bruce Wayne, being Bruce Wayne, is driven. But if it wasn't his parents driving him, how would he end up? And it was more of, you know, Selina Kyle, Catwoman, was the Guardian of Gotham. She basically was the Batman, working with Commissioner Gordon. But I got to tell you, if you guys get a chance, you know, pick it up. It's DC Comics Presents. It's a one-shot. It's like $8, and it's like, you know, 4 or 5 different issues in it. But it's just awesome. I mean, I love Jim Balint old school artwork anyway.
That's cool, man. That's cool.
I'm telling you, I'm digging it.
I would like to see it. It could be good.
Yeah, see? And you can, right there.
That's what's cool about it, yeah. I'd like to read it.
You should. I'll let you borrow it.
It'll be good.
Teen Titans in the Vault. Teen Titans came out this week. Pretty good. I'm really digging the artwork. That's Brett Booth. Used to do the Dresden Files, is now doing that.
Oh, cool.
And The Vault came out. The Vault is it's the third part. It's an Image comic, and it's independent. But, dude, I really like it. It's basically, it's kind of an Indiana Jones under the water trying to find this old tomb and see what's in it.
Okay.
But pretty much that's it for comics this week.
Wow. And good timing, too, because we have to go to break.
Break already.
You know how it is around here, man. You snooze, you lose.
I'm telling you. Well, we'll be back in just a little bit. And, you know, I got a review of the brand new Legion of Superheroes 12-pack that came out this week by Mattel.
Oh, good.
And this should be pretty cool. And stay tuned for the Brute Squad.
Brute Squad!
Slowing outside the rumbling sound.
Welcome back to the Brute Squad, Halloween edition. Brute Squad! As always, co-pilot Todd, still with us.
Yeah, after it's barely.
Hasn't run out screaming yet.
After this week, jeez, I don't even know. Terrible situation this week.
Terrible.
I'm thankful for everything, but busy. Really busy. This time of year just takes me down, man. It just takes you right down.
I got the new DC Universe 12-pack this week. I think the greatest thing is on the outside it says Adult Collector. You know why?
They've been doing that lately.
You know why that is? Because no kid has $180 with an allowance to buy one of these stupid things.
Well,
but it is
kind
of cool. I got to tell you, it's all round, this box. And it's kind of like the rocket that their home base is. But you unfold it, and it's really an impressive piece.
Impressive. Most impressive.
Not impressive, but adequate. What movie is that?
I'm afraid I don't know, which is sad.
Krull.
Oh, is it Krull?
Remember with the glaive?
Yeah, but I don't remember all the dialogue to that. I've watched it about six times, but
I got it on DVD. I've watched about 600.
I love that.
I actually went as him for Halloween one year.
That's interesting.
Not anyone knew who I was. I had the black and blue striped pants. My grandfather made me the glaive, you know.
Hastings is doing a midnight release for Harry Potter on November 10th. Wouldn't do it for Arkham City, though.
Wow.
Jeez.
Funny.
Trying to figure it all out, brother.
I'm telling you. But no, I got to tell you, this piece is really cool. It's got 12 different figures in it. It actually has a spot for 13. I think the funniest thing is they did a little tongue-in-cheek joke. And they actually have one of the boxes is actually empty for Invisible Kid.
That is funny.
So I think that was kind of cool.
Laughing.
It actually comes with a Legionnaire flight ring. And I think the coolest thing about this ring is it's actually 24-karat gold-plated. But the price of gold nowadays, the fact that they're actually going to do that, I was like,
we're
going to
start a commercial. The price of gold nowadays, maybe you need to invest.
Yeah, maybe you need to invest. But I mean, really, I mean, it's not plastic. It's an actual gold ring.
It's a golden ticket.
So basically, I mean, that's where your money is. But I think what's kind of cool about this is each one of these figures has their own individual compartment that you can open up, pull the figure out, and put it back in. Pretty much the selection is awesome. You got Lightning Lad. You got Brainiac 5. Chameleon Boy, Matter Eater Lad, Timberwolf. You got Colossal Boy, and he's more the size of a Build-A-Figure. Wildfire, Saturn Girl, Cosmic Kid, or I should say Cosmic Boy. Super, and he's got a really good-looking Superboy. I got to say that they did a really fine job on him.
Oh, is that Superboy? I thought that was Superman.
No, that's Superboy. Ultra Boy and Karate Kid. And no, he does not look like Ralph Macchio.
Really?
I know you're concerned.
I am, because now I don't want it if it's not Ralph Macchio, because then I could get my Mr. Miyagi figure and I'd be all set.
Your little Pat Morita?
Yeah, I've got the Pat Morita Mego.
Nice.
You know, Arnold figure that they came out with.
Did they do one of him?
Yeah, it was the Repro guys. They did a beautiful job.
Nice.
Yeah. Very nice.
But I got to tell you, I really love this pack. I think now I'm all excited because it's like, you know, 12 figures. I'm wanting them to do like an Arkham Asylum now in the same style. I think it'd be really cool.
And we had discussed earlier, so in case someone wants to write in and say we're fools, I have the old Arkham Asylum, which
right.
is similar.
But it was for the smaller line of figures.
It was the animated version.
Right, the animated. But do you know how cool this would be for larger figures? I mean,
I think it would be cool to have one life-size, so anyone we don't like, we could just throw in there and close it.
Is that how that works?
And we'd put the entire Pleasant Valley Baptist Church in one of those.
Wow. But no, so, I mean, on a serious note, this would be really cool. I mean, you got a great spot to, you know, to throw yourself, you know, a new Killer Croc.
There you go.
I mean, there's so many they haven't done yet. You got Poison Ivy. I know they're supposed to be coming out with it, but Poison Ivy they haven't done. They haven't done Ventriloquist. They haven't done Zeist. I mean, how hard would it be to do a guy with scratch marks all over his body?
One of my favorite figures they did was the animated version of the, you know, Scarface guy. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was hard to find.
And see, I wish they haven't done Ventriloquist and Scarface.
They haven't done it. Only that was the last time was the animated series. It's time.
I was hoping
a lot of that would be in the Migos, but they canceled it because they put out figures no one wanted and then tried to sell them at retail at a price that was ungodly that no one could collect.
$20?
$25 in a lot of places.
Yeah, that's right. It was $24.99.
And no one could afford it, man.
$24.99 for a Mego figure. Then I got to tell you,
I used to get for $237.
I was so disappointed in those because, except for the Green Arrow, Green Arrow was the only one that used the original cast.
And they didn't use the original body, just the head and the.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he looked good.
He did.
But I mean, like the Batman did not look real. I mean, I'm sorry, these are retro figures. But by the same token, we have the technology of nowadays, you know, modern technology. I mean, they've got, what, 30 years of experience of building figures
since then? I just
want
them to look like the old Migos.
They don't look like them. And not only that, the rubber band they use on the inside of them, after a while, they keep falling over at the waist.
Wow. You have to,
I mean, they're very cheaply made on the inside because my figures I had on display, and now I have to go in and I have to like put tape around their waist for them to stand up. And I'm like, I never had to do that with my old Migos. I still have my old Migos.
Me
and
too.
You know what? They still stand up.
The good thing was we got a Flash Mego. We got a Green Lantern Mego.
Yeah.
Those were good. Those were nice figures. They were really well made.
The Martian Manhunter looked terrible.
He was terrible. I didn't like Cheetah.
The Captain Marvel's head looked
terrible head.
I
never
got
one.
The Wonder Woman looked better, huh?
I never got one. You were gonna get me one.
They're
but
still
I never,
at the store.
Oh, I didn't know I had them up there.
They're in your magic box.
Oh, holy crap, dude! I'm sorry, I didn't know
that.
All right.
The Universal Monsters,
I got some horror magazines. Wow, I didn't know I had all that stuff. Okay, I'm coming up there.
You got it. I call it the
Todd's Magic Box.
Todd's Magic Box.
And you never know what'll come in or go out of that box.
It's the Pandora box.
It's frightening.
I'm telling you.
Now that I know, I'm gonna have to come start whittling that down. I thought that maybe you just couldn't get them back in.
Oh no, they're up there.
Oh wow,
I got them.
You didn't tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Probably one of those times I tried to call and you were asleep.
Oh dude, don't even start.
Oh, get slapped.
Don't right. even start.
You dirty dog.
Here you go, Halloween edition.
Halloween.
What has been your favorite Halloween costume?
Oh well,
and I'm not going to count your modern day Batman stuff.
I was going to say, hold
I'm
on.
I'm talking about when in your youth. I mean, what is your fondest memory of Halloween?
I have so many, man. So many great Halloween memories. But since this is a show, you know, basically all things nerdish, let's talk about the fact that I still, even though it was not the best thing, I still loved my first Batman costume. It was a cloth costume. The mask was very well made. It was an actual plastic, because you could get it with the plastic helmet
mm-hmm.
from Ideal, or you could get it with this other little thing, and I got
how
it.
How old
with,
were you?
I can't remember, man. I was like five
grade school?
Or six, and it was a great costume, though. It was very well done because it wasn't that vinyl stuff that came out later.
Right.
It was actual cloth, had a really long blue cape. It looked mm-hmm. a lot like Adam West, and then I got that Ideal cowl to go with it, mm-hmm. which I still have, the hard plastic cowl.
Really?
Gorgeous thing, and it was really nice. And it also came with a pretty nice cloth cowl that looked just like Adam West, but I wanted this
nice
hard plastic Ideal that was sitting next to it there at Kmart. See, back then they knew how to market things.
You know what's funny? The first real high-tech costume I have was in third grade. Hmm. And as you know, I've talked a little bit before. I was raised by my grandparents mostly. And my grandmother always did a lot of sewing for me. Because, you know, I was a kid sick all the time with asthma, so I couldn't really go out. So that's what we do. So she made me a Batman costume.
Hmm.
And I'll never forget it because she went out and got the long johns, you know, that everybody wore as a kid. She dyed them a dark gray, but she didn't like the shorts. She made the cloth mask. But, you know, back then she had it like the Adam West,
mm-hmm.
you know, it had the blue with the black on it. And my grandfather wound up making me a utility belt as in because he was a welder. So he made me what looked like a batarang with a rope tied to it.
Sweet.
I mean, it was awesome. I mean, she went out and, you know, got like gloves. I mean, it was like ladies' gloves or whatever, but, you know, they had the regular arcs on. I mean, it was awesome. I mean, it was so cool. I remember it to this day. And then pretty much I think that after that, I got stuck on Star Wars and I was Han Solo for the next like 4 years. I did. She made me the pants. I mean, made me the pants and everything. I think I was Han Solo until I actually went as Prince Caldwin from Krull that nobody knew who I was.
That's awesome.
I'm telling you. Yeah,
that's
Han Solo,
funny.
I think it was 3 years in a row that I went as Han Solo. I had the, you know, the pants, the boots, everything.
That's sweet. I did like my Darth Vader suit because I had the Don Post mask.
Nice.
Which wasn't really a mask, it was a helmet.
Right.
Two-piece helmet. And I had the kind of sabers that you couldn't find anywhere back then, hardly. They were the ones that were actually, remember when those came out, they were the inflatable kind, or you could actually find the hard plastic ones that you could stick a flashlight inside of it.
Yes, I remember those.
I still have that in the corner of my house because that's the one I got, the hard plastic Vader.
Yeah.
You could stick a, it has the logo. Empire Strikes Back. I mean, that was, they didn't make them for the first Star Wars. All you could find for those were the damn inflatables, but as soon as
they didn't hardly made any merchandising for the first Star Wars.
Well, they did, but by the time they got around to getting it out there, it was time for the Empire.
By the time Empire came out, he was flooding everything.
That's what was great about it. You could just, you know what? It's a wonder they didn't have Darth Vader condoms at the time.
I know.
The world was a Darth Vader place.
You know, I got to tell you, though, I think the saddest thing that I remember growing up was when I hit high school. Because Halloween is such a great, magical time for me. And I'm like, we never even had, I mean, I'm sorry, to me, it's kind of a no-brainer. When you're in high school, why don't you have like a big Halloween ball, party, something like that? And I mean, and all these people around here and in the high schools, it's like my son, okay? He had his Halloween party. Guess when?
It was a fall party, by the way.
Yeah, a fall party last week.
Yeah, they don't want it to be close to Halloween at all. They're trying to, this area where we live is really trying to get rid of Halloween. Yeah. Just like I talked to Walmart, and they've already gotten the order to pull the Halloween stuff. It's not time.
Well, so I think it's sad. This is the worst year I've ever seen it.
It is bad, yeah.
Because October 1st, they started putting out the Halloween decorations at Walmart, right?
And all the October Halloween 10th, stuff. The Christmas stuff was out, yeah.
And October 10th, they started, they totally have, I mean, it was one thing, you know, to start doing in November, but they're putting the Christmas crap out now before Halloween.
Yeah, it's and here's what people need to understand
living here. Oh my God, really?
They've done a number on us here. They have done a number because here in this town, everyone was so up in arms, they literally were upset because sales meant so much to these people. Halloween outsold Christmas for 2 years in a row for holidays overall, national sales. So locally, they weren't going to let that happen again. And how they stopped it was, that first, they limited the amount of stock they were going to carry. They limited the time.
Yeah, Walmart's got a lot smaller area now.
They limited the time they're going to allow them to be open. And I know this because I talked to someone who opened a Halloween store over there. I said, why did it take you so long to open? Although, you know, Spirit's been open for a couple weeks. They couldn't get their permit. They wouldn't push it through until... They said, we'll let you open on this date.
Yeah, because before they'd always open like the first of like September.
Yeah, the last week of August. Yeah. And the thing is, now they give Christmas a longer window of sales. Starts pretty much end of September. Goes all the way through till New Year's. And they count all that sales as Christmas sales.
See, I don't think Christmas should start the day after Thanksgiving.
Well, I
want to
know when Christmas became a sales market anyway. Why not celebrate it for what it really means and forget about the sales?
But it's been the sales for years.
I'm not talking about...
I mean,
retail. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, they're talking about holiday type sales, like decorations, Christmas, you know, trees, Christmas ornaments.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they're talking about here. The Halloween stuff is outselling the Christmas stuff, and it did it by a pretty big margin. That's why you can't find any of it here. And we're in a kind of a stranglehold in this market. And really, it's kind of sad. It's kind of putting us in a situation where, I mean, what are we going to do? You know, you're going to move or you're going to take your city back. That's kind of where we're at. It's gotten to that point. I mean, when they start telling us what we can and can't watch, can and can't listen to, can and can't play on video games. Funny thing is, these Christians don't have a problem with these games, these war games that we've griped about where people are killing each other and it's based on things that are happening.
Well, they do.
I've actually talked to them and they actually don't have a problem with that because that's...
I think some do and some, it kind
of
depends.
A lot of times they stand for that because it's like, well, we're protecting God's country. I'm like, well, so...
It's time for a jihad and a holy war.
I was going to say, so God doesn't love people in Asia? What, you know, God doesn't love people over in Germany? So it's really strange.
I got to tell you, some of those really diehard, you know, the ones that are like so racist killed me. Because I'm sitting there going, you're talking racism in 1 second, and you're talking about how you hate the Middle East and terrorists and all this. And I'm thinking... Christ was a Jew.
Well, and did I tell you the latest? That movie Red State from Kevin Smith came out, and I went to buy it at Walmart. I was in Gladstone.
Did it come out?
Yeah, and for some reason.
See, it never came out at the movies yet around here.
Of course
not.
It played one night.
Yeah, and it was during his tour.
Well,
it was supposed to come up following at AMC's, and then I've never seen it.
Well, of course not. Of course not. They won't even carry Milk, Sean Penn fly.
Right.
So here's what happened. All the rest of the Walmarts are charging $20. The one in Gladstone was charging $7.50. I said, that's a misprice. I'm going to buy that crap. So I took it right up front to buy it. And the lady says, you know how when you buy an R-rated movie, it does its normal thing. It just says, is the customer 17? is the customer 17? Yes or no? She says, I need to see your ID. I looked her in the eye. I said, are you serious? Because I wasn't driving. My ID wasn't with me. It was probably in the van or whatever. I said, are you seriously asking me for an ID? I don't look 17 to you. It just asked if you, I was 17. Look, I'm doing my job and I need to see your ID. And I looked at her square in the eye and I said, I'm going to tell you something. What you're doing right now is against my federal rights because it's not a law. It's unlawful to try to sell me beer. It's unlawful.
You know what you should have done? You should have went right back in, like, wait about 5 minutes and bought a pack of cigarettes and see if she carded you.
Well, my point is, well, I couldn't even.
But what I'm saying is, I bet you she went in and carded you for cigarettes.
Yeah, I don't smoke, and it makes me ill to think about it.
Well, so I don't either. But what I'm saying at the point of, it's like they're going to card you for what they want to card you for.
Well, of course. But my thought was this, I told her so. I said, if it was a law, then by law, you're bound to it. Like, if I was up here trying to buy alcohol and I'm not 21, I could understand it. But this is not a law. This is a choice. This is a rule that you're choosing to follow. But it asked you a question. It didn't ask you, look at the customer's ID. It said, is the customer 17? You can't look at me and see if I'm 17. And she goes, I'm really a bad judge of age. Dude, I about tore that woman.
I'm going to just say a little bit. You and I both have gray streaks in our hair.
Well, we look young, but not 17.
I'm sorry. You don't get gray hair at 17.
Yeah, I needless to say, that Walmart probably won't be the same for a while. Yeah. Yeah, and she was telling me she's going to call a policeman over there. I said, he's my friend. Go ahead. He'll agree with me. This isn't a law. You're being a bitch. I said those straight words to her.
Wow.
Because
really?
You cannot stop me from buying a goddamn movie. I said, are you part of Fred Phelps or something? Because that's, you know, you're a Baptist. What are you? You from Pleasant Valley over there, over the hill? I was nailing her, man. She was like freaking out. She finally stepped away from the register and just left. And the manager came up and just sold it to me. He said, are you sorry?
So it's $7 over there?
$7.50 is what it was. Probably none left. And I said, isn't it weird that it's $7.50? Because I think they're honestly trying to get rid of it.
Well, it's funny. I called you, what was it, Sunday. I was up at Toys R Us.
Oh, yeah?
And they had the Captain America on the shelves.
Oh, that's right. Before it was release day. Yeah.
Before the release date. And what's so funny is I almost bought one. I was like, well, no, I want to try to be honest here. And the manager is walking by. I go, I was like, you know, the new Captain America DVD? And she cut me off. The manager did. She goes, well, it's not out till Tuesday. Like, you know, like I was stupid for asking for it. It was so awesome because I'm sitting here going, she's like thinking that I'm one of those idiots that's like, hey, it's supposed to be out this weekend. And she was going to do her, no, it comes out Tuesday. I said, I'm well aware when it comes out. I go, but are you? Well, yeah, it comes out Tuesday. I said, okay, then it's okay for me to purchase that over there on your shelf. And she's like, what's that on our shelves? I said, follow me. And I walked over there and she's like, oh my God. And she like ran and got the keys and started pulling them and everything. I'm like, you guys can slightly get in trouble for that, can't you? And she started apologizing and thanking me and everything. But it was kind of one of those things like, wow, guys.
Why? See, that's what people don't
get. Why do you gotta be like that?
Kansas City's like that. Why be a botch to somebody? Why start out a conversation by being a complete bitch instead of being halfway decent to somebody? Why is Kansas City people so? That's why Dave Dakota will never make another movie here, because he said, you know what? The people there are just freaking rude, man.
They are.
They are just so damned rude for no reason at all. Just rah, 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 rah.
For being the Bible Belt of the Midwest. Well,
that's why it's
people
rude.
People are just freaking crazy.
Ass monkeys?
Wow.
That's the way I feel.
That's a picture right there. I don't know if I can get that out of my head anymore.
You may not even want to ever hear that again, huh?
Oh, that's creepy.
That is creepy. But you know what? Creepy times call for creepy measures. Another great movie came out this week I do want to mention. Rare Exports.
What is that?
Well, it's about the actual true legend of Santa Claus, speaking of all things Christmas, and about how...
Well, there's only, what, 15 million different legends?
Of course, this one wasn't carried at Walmart or any of those stores, and probably won't be, but it's really recommended viewing because it's kind of a dark fantasy. It doesn't go into...
You can't let me borrow it.
It's not a gore-out movie, but it goes into... it's about this little boy and his search to find out the truth about Santa Claus, and it is pretty... People said that Joe Dante's Gremlins was a little dark because it kind of gets into that black comedy area. This one is a black comedy, but it's just really kind of in your face. And I urge everyone to go out and check this out. I'm not giving anything away on purpose because there's so much more to the story than I can say. But I will say this. Basically, Santa Claus, if he thinks kids have been naughty, he comes and gets them. And
nice.
It's like a scene from Saw, only not bloody. And he's not going to put up with their crap, and he's taking them away. And so what happens is these townspeople decide they're going to set a trap for Santa Claus, and they kidnap him. And so they've got him held captive, and guess what happens? His elves are also real, and they're coming to get Daddy.
Oh, I got to see that, then. Being the elf fan that I am. Yeah. You know what I saw this week? I got on DVD.
What's that?
I figured, hey, because every now and then I'll grab a horror movie, you know, out of the back of previews. I got that Peeping Blog this week. And okay. I got to tell you, I could do a better film using my camera on my phone.
On your phone, yeah.
Oh, it was terrible. Yeah. Terrible.
It does happen.
Oh. I mean, honestly, I guess they were trying to give you the feeling of what it was like to stalk someone. So they had 20 minutes of you just looking outside a car waiting for a girl to come out of a store.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it was just kind of like anytime now. anytime now. I mean, it was terrible.
Oh, I can't do it.
I was like,
asleep.
Oh, no. It was like so many stares. You know? I was like, I can't do it.
Not anymore.
No.
Yeah, I understand.
So I would say, but you know, with horror, it's like that. You got to buy them. You got to try them out. Half of them are great. Half of them are crap.
You just never know.
You know, I mean, the only ones that are good is the ones that are from Italy. That's the only ones you can guarantee.
Oh, pretty much. I love all those. And this week, two of those came out. Good luck finding them. I had to go clear to Topeka, hell, to get these. But House by the Cemetery by Lucio Fulci. And, of course, his famous classic Zombie, both hit on Blu-ray. Gorgeous,
I know
incredible.
Zombie did, right.
And Zombie also has been playing theaters. It played here in Kansas City, believe it or not, but it only played like at the most stupid hour, and it played downtown at the Tivoli.
Well, that's kind of like Ghostbusters. They're AMC showing it every Thursday at 7.
Yeah.
It's like 7? Why can't you give me like a 9 or 10 o'clock, you know, back to back? Why do you got to do it at 7?
You know, they have to have enough screens for the new Tyler Perry.
I guess.
Yep, yep. Hey, it's time to go.
Is it really?
It's freaky deaky Dutch, but it is.
Well, who knew?
Who knew?
Well, everyone, I'm going to tell you, have a great, safe Halloween.
Happy Halloween!
And we'll see the same brute time, same brute channel next week. Thanks again, once again, Todd, for joining me.
Always. Someone's got to pick on you.
Someone's got to pick on me. Yeah, and we just, you know, want to thank Jackalope and the radio station for always being there for us and giving us a good time.
Yeah, most of the time.
Well, Mr. Jackalope himself, being on the show always helps.
There you go.
But anyway, we will see you next week.
I'm Brute Squad!
coming home.